the walk, and the honky tonk. One night down in New Orleans, up above the bar hung a big guitar like none I'd ever seen. The neck was set with diamonds, and though the strings were old, like kings of sound, they wound around six keys of solid gold. A man stepped up beside me. His breath was strong with wine. He said, "You know that guitar once belonged to a mighty close pal of mine. He used to play it right here. I forget the year, around 45, I think. I could tell you quite a story, friend, if you'd care to buy me a drink." Well, possessed by every weakness that makes a man a fool, I bought a round, he drank it down, and then he rocked back on a stool. Yeah, I remember now, it was 45 all right. He had just returned from the Great War, that's where he lost his sight. His buddies gave him that guitar. At the time it was simple and plain. He added the gold and the diamonds as he played his way to fame. He was doing a show in Shrewsbury the night he received the call to come appear in the Grand Old Opry, the greatest show of all. I was driving him to Nashville. It was cold and mist and rain. The signals flashed and the whistle screamed, but I swear, mister, I never saw that train. I heard the doctor tell him just after he'd used his knife, "You're lucky, son, it was just your arm. It could have been your life." But he died that night. Life just demanded more than he could give. I think he could have made it. He just lost his will to live. But this world's loss is heaven's gain. And tonight, he's still a star. He plays with a band of angels. That's my son's golden guitar.